You wouldn't want to pay it. I'm quite sure that you would not want to pay the electric bill for having to broadcast WMIE and WWBC. You know, I get a little tight in the wallet whenever I get my electric bill at my house, and it's only a few hundred dollars. And September's was the highest all year, so I'm ready for some cooler weather, quite honestly. So earlier in the week, I was in Oklahoma, and it was 37 degrees the last morning that I was there. That was the low temperature. And so I was glad to get back to Florida, but I was really hoping that it wouldn't be, you know, 83 degrees in the early morning, like it was yesterday morning. So I'm ready for a little bit of cooler weather. But your offerings, your love gifts are greatly, greatly appreciated. And so if you would like to make sure that your favorite radio program goes out across the air, give them a call, 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000, and see if we can't wrap up the fall offering a little earlier than Friday, which is fast approaching. So I want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They have been in Brevard County for quite some time. They do great work. They're very good at what they do. They're reliable, and they will treat you well and at a fair price. They're brothers and sisters in Christ, Carla and Dennis, and they, you know, have actually preached the gospel. They went to be interim pastors at a church while the pastor was on sabbatical, and they're still up there serving faithfully. And I just want to encourage you that if you need some AC work, give them a call, and they will be a blessing to you. 321-632-9538. And I can tell you, if there's cold weather in Oklahoma, it's only matter of time before it makes its way down here, and I will be very, very thankful for it to get here. Not quite 37, but I'll take, right now I would take 70s. I would rejoice with 60s, but I will take 70s. At least it's not 90. So I just want to let you know that I was away for several days. I flew out on Wednesday and flew back on Monday night, and got in late Monday night, and it was a whirlwind trip. I got into to Oklahoma on Wednesday evening. Before I flew out, I was attending my pastor's funeral, and the day before they called and they asked me if I would speak at my pastor's funeral, and that was one of the highest honors that I have ever been given in my life. He was 93 years old. He was my mentor, and he built great churches around the country. One of his early pastorates, he had more people attending his church than lived in the town. It was a rural community. There were three or four other churches in town besides his, and they had more people attending the church than were actually residents of the town itself. That would have been back in the 40s, I believe, and you know, there wasn't a whole lot of driving long distances because of the quality of the roads. He also went and did a great work in Hong Kong before it was turned back over to the Chinese government, took a church from 160 people to over 5,000, from rented facilities to owning their facilities. And he was just a fantastic man. And it was my privilege to get to spend some time with the family. I got to pray with them one morning, and then to be able to deliver the eulogy at the funeral was a great privilege to me. And so I want to thank the family for that. Some some from Oklahoma said, hey, how can we listen to your broadcast, radio broadcast? And WMIEFM.com is the way that you can do that. You can go to the bottom of the page, find the listen on demand feature, and you can listen live or listen on demand, and you can find whatever archived program that you care for. So I'm back and looking forward to sharing the word of God with you. Today we're going to go back to our text in Matthew chapter 6. We're going through the Sermon on the Mount, and it says there in verse number 8, therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, we're getting ready to launch into a study here on your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we are going to be talking about. God's will is done in heaven. Now, what I would like you to do is, if you know someone who is struggling trying to understand and comprehend what the will of God is in their life, that you let them know about this radio broadcast, because we are going to do an in-depth study on the will of God. It's not going to just be a cursory study. It's not just going to be, okay, here's these very elemental truths that you need to understand. Listen, we live in a day and time where people are desperate to know what the future holds. So they are constantly looking in all the wrong places. I think there was a country song one time when I was growing up, looking for love in all the wrong places. There are people who are looking to understand what is happening in our day and time. They're looking to understand what the future holds, and they are looking in all the wrong places. When God is the one whose will we should be wanting to see done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, the way that it is done on earth as it is in heaven is it starts in working in our life as it is in heaven, and then it radiates out from there. So I want to encourage you, if you've never invited someone to listen to the radio program, I encourage you to do that, especially if they are struggling trying to find out what the will of God is. It is not my goal, let's put it this way, it is not my goal to tell you what the future holds for you during this study. What my goal is to teach you about the will of God so that you can develop a closer relationship with God so that you can understand the revealed will of God, the specific will of God for your life. So let's get into just a little bit of the study here. It is to be done on earth as it is in heaven. That was what Jesus taught us to pray. And the will of God in heaven is an absolute will. It is a holy will. It is a perfect will. It is pleasing and acceptable in heaven. Anybody who disobeys or rejects the will of God and tries to overthrow God has been thrown out. So it is a place of peace. It is a place of harmony. And so the will of God is for your life and my life to be a life that is revolving around the throne room of heaven. It is designed so that we would realize that with God in control, that everything is going to be just fine. I don't believe that heaven is going to be a boring place. I believe it is going to be a very exciting place. I don't believe it's going to be a place where we're old and decrepit and feeble. I believe it is going to be a place where we are are healthy and vibrant, and we are completely encompassing the will of God. We've embraced the will of God. We are excited about being. Listen, the more I'm in this world, the more excited I am to spend eternity forever with Jesus in heaven. That's where the real excitement takes place. As I was flying back from Oklahoma, there was a person that I struck up a conversation with while we were waiting for the airplane to unload so that we could load. Turns out he was taking a trip with his daughter. This guy used to work with my brother, used to attend church with my brother, and my brother moved and is now attending a different church. They moved physically quite a distance away, so they started attending a church there in their new community. But one of the purposes of the trip was his daughter was having a birthday, and she was struggling with a fear in her life, a fear of heights. And so he was taking her on this trip to help her to overcome her fear of flying. And it was her very first airplane ride. When I got seated on the plane, there was another family that was flying. And when we landed, there was mom and son up in the row ahead of us. There was dad and daughter in the row that I was sitting on. And the son popped his head up and he said, "This is my very first airplane ride." And I was a little scared when we were getting ready to take off. But man, that was a lot of fun. The reason that I tell you those two stories is because many people are a little uncertain. They're a little fearful when it comes to embracing the will of God. But once you do that, once you realize that God is fully in control, then you can set your fears aside, because you know that his perfect love casts out fear, and you can embrace the adventure. You can embrace this life of pleasing God instead of displeasing him. So it is really the best way to live. The more we do the will of God, the more joy we're going to have in our life, the more peace we're going to have in our life, and it's going to work out for our good. So I just want to encourage you that if you've been a little concerned, a little cautious about embracing the will of God, I want you to go ahead and say, "God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I mean, people don't talk about potholes in heaven because there are no potholes. The streets are paved with translucent gold. They don't talk about storms in heaven because in heaven, you know, there's a body of water like a sea of crystal, it describes. It is a place that is teeming with life, a place that is teeming with worship and holiness. There's no unfaithfulness in heaven. There is no arrogance in heaven. Everything that we would look to have in our life, it is already a reality in heaven. And so what is taking place here on earth is God has created mankind with the privilege of choice, where we can choose heaven, we can choose the will of God, or we can choose not to embrace God's will. And I'm going to prove that to you. And so we're going to look at all of this sort of stuff. It's not going to be done in a day or 2 days. I've got several pages of notes here that we're going to work through, but everybody needs to know the will of God. Now, first thing that I want to share with you is that many people are stumbling over the revealed will of God while searching for the specific will of God in their life. What I mean by that is, who should I marry? What job should I take? Should I buy this house or not buy this house? They're looking for those specific answers. They're looking for a one-off, if you will, where, okay, God, I'm looking to know, this is a major decision in my life. What is your will concerning that? Now, I will tell you that the Bible says that God determines the times and the places that we are supposed to live. So I'm not saying that God is not concerned about the house. I'm not saying that God is not concerned about the place that you live, the job that you have. I'm not saying he's not concerned about your spouse. I believe that God is very much concerned about your spouse, that he wants you to have the spouse that he has created for your pleasure. There is, for his pleasure, there. I believe that marriage is not just a marriage between two people. I believe it is a covenant between a man, a woman, and God. It is a threefold cord. So I believe that God is looking for that to be a trophy of his grace and not a stumbling block for you. And so we'll touch on a number of those things, but many times while they are choosing or they're looking, searching for the specific will of God, they are ignoring the revealed will of God, which is the word that is the Bible. Okay? The Bible is there to instruct us, to teach us, to understand the will of God. God's word never lies. God's word is perfect. And we would do ourselves a great deal of benefit if we would fall in love with the word of God, not as just a list of rules and of do's and don'ts, like the Pharisees approached it, but understand that the Bible is God's love letter to us. It is his instruction manual that says this is what is pleasing and this is what is displeasing. This is going to bring you great fruitfulness. This is going to develop faithfulness in your life, and this will lead you to a life of bondage if you choose otherwise. So we need to get into the Word of God. You need to be reading the Word of God, not just buying a Bible and setting it on a coffee table. Back a number of years ago, there were massive family Bibles, and you could buy it, and you could write in there the family genealogy and all of that sort of stuff. And many times those Bibles sat on the coffee table, and they never moved. Nobody ever read them. You know, and then people said, well, instead of having that on my coffee table, then there became an entire new genre of books where people started producing these coffee table books, and you know, at least people would flip them open, and they would look at the pretty pictures and occasionally read a few things of the articles on the inside. But the Bible is meant to be applied. It's meant to be read. It's meant to be studied. It shows that we are a workman that needs not to be ashamed, that we're approved unto God. The Bible teaches us how to hear God's voice. So I would greatly encourage you today that if you want to know the specific will of God for your life, that you dive into the Bible and you plug into a church and you say, God, I'm going to come at this as if you are speaking to me. I knew a person one time, and everywhere there was a promise, they wrote their name in their Bible. They internalized it. They personalized it. They looked at it and said, this, what is God speaking to me in this situation? And so there's there's all that information that is there for us to understand what the voice of God sounds like. When I was delivering my eulogy, I was preaching in the sanctuary of the church that I worshiped in. They had a bunch of pictures out there, and they showed a picture of the inaugural service in what Mark Lowry would call the old chapel. It was the original sanctuary of the church, and in one of the pictures you could basically see from my nose to the top of my head. We started attending that church in the first few weeks that it was open. My parents said the reason that we started coming to that church was because there was somebody who came and invited us to the church. And it just grew phenomenally. I would sure like to have that as a part of the legacy that I leave, but so far, you know, we have grown substantially, but we've not grown phenomenally. So there were pictures there that showed me and my great-grandmother and my grandfather and my grandmother, all of us that was there. And so when I was delivering the eulogy, I was able to point, now that the stage has changed shape some since I was there, and I said, but right over here, well, right back there was where I was baptized. Right over here was where I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Right over here was where I learned to hear God's voice. And it was, I still remember the lesson that I heard. Many people live a life of being deceived because the devil is a pretty good ventriloquist. He is able to make his voice sound like God's while delivering a message that is not consistent with God's. You see, he came to Eve and tried to distort the word of God, impugn God's character, and was successful with her. He tried the same tactics with Jesus and failed miserably there because Jesus knew the word. He did not just know a verse, he knew the word in its entirety. He is the word of God. He is the living word of God. And so it was not going to work with the devil doing sleight of word, trying to interchange some things and distort some things. It just wasn't going to work because Jesus knew the revealed will of God. And God's not going to lie. He's not going to say, you know what, I've got a better word now than I had then. You see, there's been some growth in my understanding through the years. There have been times when I said something, and a little bit later I came and said, you know what, I didn't do that subject 100% justice. I preached a message one time on Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, who became king after him. He was born during that 15 years that Hezekiah's life was extended. And he was a wicked king, and I was fixated on that. And after the service, one of my friends came up to me and he said, you might want to read about Chronicles, what it says about him in Chronicles. And I read there, and I come to find out that Manasseh had a repentant heart, and he repented of all of the evil that he had done. And I gained understanding because of what was revealed in the Word of God. There was a truth that I had missed. There was something I had overlooked. And so the very first thing that I want to share with you as we're coming to the conclusion of the broadcast here is, if you are serious about wanting God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, excuse me, we have got to fall in love with the Word of God. We've got to allow God God's word to become a treasure in our life and not something to be avoided. So this dad that I was talking about, he was taking his daughter, and what he was going to do was, she was the oldest of his kids, and so his wife and him, they're taking her, taking each one of the kids on a journey, say, look, you're not a toddler anymore. You need to grow in your faith. And so they were going to develop a discipleship plan for her over the next year. What are you going to do? How are you going to grow? And so I want to ask you this question today. How are you going to pursue the revealed will of God? You need to be in church. You need spiritual truth and life being spoken into your life, but there also needs to be a plan. If you cannot read, you need an audio Bible. You need to be able to say, okay, I'm going to listen to this and say, you know what? I'm going to not just listen to it. I'm not just going to read through the Bible in a year. I'm going to study. I'm going to apply. I'm going to learn to know what God's voice is. One further comment about my pastor. An adult was sick, and a person said, you know, I'm not going to be able to get up there and pray for you. And he said, you know what? My pastor taught me how to pray for myself. I pray we all have that truth. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Courageous until now, fumble.